Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A Fairbanks woman died in a head-on vehicle crash on Chena Hot Springs Road yesterday. Alaska State Troopers report that 33-year-old Sarah Lawrence was killed when her car was hit by a pickup driven by 81-year-old Lawrence Duffy, also of Fairbanks. The crash near Mile 6 was reported shortly before 6 last night and resulted in the road being closed for several hours. Troopers say it appears that Duffy, who was seriously injured in the crash, drove his truck across the center line. They say it's not known if alcohol or drugs were a factor in the accident. Dash and body camera video of Fairbanks police shooting a suspect backs law enforcement accounts of what happened. The video released at a press conference yesterday shows a high-speed chase and the fatal shooting of 23-year-old Sean Buck on May 25th. This story contains audio from that video, which may be disturbing to some listeners. Fairbanks police and Alaska State Troopers are seen chasing Buck on the Richardson Highway. The video concludes as law enforcement closes in, and Buck holds a pistol to his head and rams surrounding patrol vehicles with his truck.
43 West, 1020. He's got a gun! He's got a gun!
Police Chief Eric Jukes was one of four FPD officers who fired at Buck, so Deputy Chief Brad Johnson led the press conference. Johnson described how the incident began with an attempt to stop Buck on an outstanding felony arrest warrant. Johnson defended officers ultimately firing on Buck.
At the time the officers fired their weapons, they all believed that they or their fellow officers were about to be killed or gravely injured by Buck. Not only had Buck repeatedly used the truck as a weapon, but he had also used his handgun to fire at them during the pursuit. There were also civilians on the on-ramp whose lives Buck put in jeopardy by his actions.
Deputy Chief Johnson displayed video captured mid-chase showing evidence of Buck shooting from his truck.
A bullet hole in the front windshield that was fired from inside the vehicle. Prior to everything else that you just watched.
A state trooper investigation found officers were justified in shooting Buck. Deputy Chief Johnson spoke highly of how officers responded, but also expressed remorse.
We understand that on this day a person lost his life, and there are people in our community that cared about him.
That sentiment was underscored by City Mayor Jim Matherly.
Taking a life is the last resort for these officers, but they have a duty to protect themselves, to protect each other who are at the scene, and most importantly, the public.
The officer-involved shooting was followed by a second fatal incident less than a month later. 21-year-old Matthew Colton Stover of Northway was shot by police June 19th after allegedly firing at officers responding to a report of an armed, masked man. Police anticipate a similar release of video from that shooting after a state investigation is completed. The head of a national group promoting single-payer health care coverage speaks tonight in Fairbanks. Dr. Carol Paris is board president of Physicians for a National Health Plan. As KUAC's Robert Hannon reports, she says much of the resistance to single-payer arises from misinformation.
Dr. Carol Paris is a retired psychiatrist, and her group, Physicians for a National Health Plan, has been arguing its point since 1987. And she says she's heard all the objections to shifting the U.S. to a single-payer health care plan. To claims that the shift will cost taxpayers trillions of dollars, Paris answers the cost of keeping the current system is far higher. Another charge is that a single-payer plan will present Americans with long delays in treatment and degraded care, to which Dr. Paris replies,
"Show us the evidence."
Paris points to countries like Britain and Canada and says data shows their health outcomes beat ours on most measures.
Life expectancy, infant mortality, maternal mortality, you know, it goes on and on.
Another claim Paris discounts is that the free market will naturally drive down health care costs and produce the most efficient care.
You only have to look at history. The cost of health care in this country has done nothing but escalate.
She says a real solution to the nation's health care crisis won't occur until facts and data drive the public discussion. University of Alaska Anchorage economist Musin Ghatabi doesn't have a problem with that. Ghatabi has researched on health economics, and he says what is often missing in public discourse is clarity of terms and aims.
What is the single-payer plan trying to achieve? Is it meant to reduce cost? Is it meant to improve care? Is it meant to increase insurance rates?
Ghatabi says it's often not clear even what model for a single-payer plan is being debated.
I think that we just need to be careful about how we frame the question and how we envision this actually occurring.
But Dr. Paris says that's exactly why she's coming to Alaska.
To provide the evidence base for a single-payer solution.
Paris will present that data Thursday evening from 5:30 to 6:30 at Raven Landing. She'll also talk Friday at the University of Alaska Fairbanks' Woods Center in Fairbanks. I'm Robert Hannon.
And I'm Dan Bross.